Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that? Wow, we are back on the Danny Palmer Show, vainly titled, some might say. I said it. It's my podcast. I called it that. You know, you ever just start a podcast 360 episodes ago and be like, oh, maybe I'll say it's the vainly titled since it's named after myself, and then realize you've now obligated yourself to say that fucking dumb phrase 350 times. Although I don't have to. Don't have to say it. You can say whatever the fuck you want. It's my fucking podcast. It's not like everybody on the planet's listening anyways, Danny. Just do whatever you want, kid. Just don't be rude. All right? I meant to say like offensive, but
better be careful when you have a day job what you say on your podcast.
I got some nice listener feedback from this past week. Someone wrote in and said, just finished all of your episodes. Wait, person that wrote in, you just finished all of them? Oh my God. That's amazing and also scary. I think I might need to get a restraining order. Just kidding. Thank you. She goes, is Zach in your episode before? Zach McGovern, we used to do Space What the Fuck Dude. The first like 60 episodes of this are Space What the Fuck Dude, which collapsed. And now it's just my shit. She said, I remember Lindsay, she did twice. I think she's talking about Lindsay Tyson, funny comedian. You and Zach are two different styles. Both are jean and t-shirt, but you are more charming than him. Oh, love to hear that. Love to hear it. Thank you. For me, I cannot wear it. She said my t-shirts are all 6 years old because it was 6 years ago that I worked at Calvin Klein, and all my clothing items pretty much are now remain Calvin. So, you know, look, hey, I'm not going to contribute more like waste to the environment, dude. Okay. Yeah. So also, if you're ever thinking like, did Danny record this recently? I recorded it today on March 26th, 2024, when the bridge collapsed in Baltimore. That's awful and tragic. But just to prove that this is live. Wow. And by live, I mean recorded several hours before it was released. So I have some interesting little snippets, little tidbits, if you will, that I picked up recently. Did you know that I love watching Jersey Shore? The situation used to be in orgies, dude. What? He went to prison. He's been in orgies. And then now we went to like rehab. He has a book coming out detailing that. And some of that shit's kind of really insane. He was in like Newark, New Jersey, and his buddy went into this house to get, I forget what these terms are, like these Oxycontin pills or something like that. Like loose, I forget the term, but then they didn't have that. And then he brought back heroin, and then he ended up going to rehab that night, and it's like, wow. So anyways, didn't know the situation had such struggles in his life, dude. Okay, he's doing better now, it appears. And then another piece of information that I have to share with you. The number 17 is considered unlucky in Italy. Huh, that's something. 17, not 13, 17. Why are we adding 4 in Italy, dude? I don't get it. Okay, that's the end of that fact. Then another thing I wrote down, I was reading this article in the paper about one of Mexico's most powerful criminal groups, Jalisco New Generation. By the way, I know that they're like an evil cartel and killing lots of people and doing lots of bad things, but in terms of naming their cartel, Jalisco New Generation is not bad, dude. Like, what was the old one? Just Jalisco? Should I not be talking about cartels? Maybe not. Anyways, this article was explaining that Jalisco New Generation runs these call centers that offer to buy retirees' vacation properties. Then they empty their victims' bank accounts. It's insane. Like, I think they mainly target retirees in the United States and Canada. They call them and they're like, hey, we'll buy your timeshare off of you. And then they just, like, obviously, as I said, drain the bank accounts. And I thought this quote from one of their victims was really, I mean, it's tragic, but it's also kind of interesting. He said, I'm sure that if I were asking them, they'd say, how could you be so stupid? This guy was talking about his daughters. After he got cleared out by this cartel call center scheme. And I asked myself that same thing. I used to think I was fairly intelligent. Man, that is brutal, dude. Ugh. And then one lady sent $1.2 million and just lost her entire, that was all of her money, and just went to this cartel bank account in Mexico. And we don't have really extradition laws. I don't know what the term is. You can't really prosecute people in Mexico and the U.S. for this kind of, for this kind of financial stuff. So you have limited recourse, and then you're just completely fucked. It sucks. All right. That's the end of that story. Not all of the stories are funny. Some are just like tales to beware. And then with this new AI coming out where you can mimic family members' voices and have it sound like a family member is calling you and wants you to send them money. Like, oh, dude, how are we going to avoid scams in the next like 3 to 5 years? It's going to be tough, dude. Also, Shane Gillis recently hosted Saturday Night Live. Why can't I talk? Saturday Night Live. And he shared on a podcast recently how much money he made. How much do you think hosting SNL pays? That's far below. Maybe, I don't know if they pay different hosts different amounts. Like, I don't know if Jennifer Lawrence gets more or something, but they paid him $5,000 to host SNL. I mean, obviously, you're not hosting SNL for the money. You're hosting it for the exposure. You might be promoting a project. Obviously, it's a cool thing to do in your life. Like, blah, blah, blah. But still, you think it'd be more than that, man. The entertainment business is a real nightmare, dude. Speaking of that, it could be tied together. This is a quote from a 2005 novel called The Painted Drum. Wow, that sounds riveting, doesn't it? Written by Louise Erdrich. But I really like this quote. She said, "Life will break you. Nobody can protect you from that. And living alone won't either. For solitude will also break you with its yearning. You have to love. You have to feel. It is the reason you are here on earth. You are here to risk your heart. You are here to be swallowed up. And when it happens that you are broken or betrayed or left or hurt or death brushes near, let yourself sit by an apple tree and listen to the apples falling all around you in heaps, wasting their sweetness. Tell yourself that you tasted as many as you could." Kind of beautiful, huh? That reminds me of another tale that Jeff Bridges told about this. I guess it's like a parable or something. And this guy, I probably talked about this in the podcast, but maybe like 100 episodes ago or something. The parable is that this guy is being chased by a tiger over a cliff. He jumps off the cliff so the tiger doesn't eat him. And then he just manages to grab a little branch sticking out of the side of the mountain. And he holds onto that branch and he looks down at the ravine below. And there's another tiger waiting for him to drop so that he can eat him. And the branch, the twig, isn't going to hold long. And then he sees this strawberry growing out of the side of the cliff or whatever. And he picks it up. He picks it and he takes a bite of it and he kind of just savors the taste and flavor of it before his imminent demise. And it's like, that's kind of like a metaphor, a parable for what life is, right? Like, you're just born out of nowhere, then you live your life and then you die. But we must, in having that knowledge, savor the sweetness of what is available to us today. Huh? Is that pretty good? It's pretty fucking good, dude. I feel like this episode's going to be shorter, but I don't think it fucking matters, dude. Are people looking for super long podcasts? I guess so. I guess Joe Rogan's podcast is the most popular pod in the world, but I think there's some like pods that are like shorter too. I've definitely listened to some like short podcasts. I was thinking about quitting this pod, but then I don't want to because I have so many episodes involved in it, you know? And then I listened to this one guy, like he was wrapping up his podcast. I'm sure he had like good reasons and stuff, but just like a sad moment to hear him say, "All right, guys, thanks for listening. This is over forever," you know? Anyways, I have a new promo coming out for my show, Black Hat. It's every Friday in New York City, 172 Rivington. The Instagram handle is at Black Hat Comedy. My Instagram handle is at Danny Palmer NYC. NYC. And this new promo video is going to be fun. I think it's going to be really funny. It's like these girls kind of making fun of me. Yeah, that's every Friday. I'm also opening for Giulio Gallerati in Washington, D.C. at the Comedy Loft next weekend, April 4th through the 6th. And then on April 7th at the Punchline in Atlanta. That's going to be tight, dude. It's going to be tight. And then I'm just going to work for my day job in Atlanta all day on April 8th. And then just fly home at night. So yeah, that part of the story is completely stupid. Not just completely useless. If you're listening to this, I've just completely wasted your time. But I feel like if I get this episode to 10 minutes, that it might do better. Also, I have a new computer. So I'm wondering if the sound quality is better. But also, no one cares, Danny. No one cares if you live or die, pal. No, they do. They care. They care. All right. Thank you for listening, you fucking Johns. Well, hold on. Just bear with me, okay? Here, I'll read another quote. This is a good quote, actually. I wish I had thought of this before I decided to do it at this last second, because I should have done it just from the beginning. This is a quote from Marie Curie. She's a physicist. Well, I guess everybody knows who she is. Didn't she find, like, she discovered syphilis or something? Just kidding. I figure she did. She did some real important shit, dude. She's a physicist and a chemist. She goes, life is not easy for any of us, but what of that? We must have perseverance and, above all, confidence in ourselves. We must believe that we are gifted for something and that this thing, at whatever cost, must be attained. Wow, it's a little more aggressive than that one about love, huh? But she accomplished a lot more than that novelist, I would assume. I would presume. I don't fucking know, dude. All right, thank you for listening. John and Stump. Do you guys like stuff and cum? I like to... Oh, I probably shouldn't talk about sex things, but I do. Thank you for listening.